evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night. Oh, 11/13/2020, huh? Oh, boy. Quite interesting, isn't it? Friday the 13th. Different month, but the same kind of an idea. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is right out of Matthew, but it's out of Matthew 23. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, and within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones, and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Woe unto you, Biden, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and then garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore ye be witnesses unto yourselves, and ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers, ye serpents, ye generation of vipers. How can ye escape the damnation of hell? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to come is going to come incredibly hard after this thing happens. Now, there is still fight. Trump is still on the fight, and there are still new revelations apparently being put out. Now, to wit on that, let me just say here, this is an interesting, this was sent to me. I did not get it, but I was told about this. Apparently, there was a big meeting, and this is from a source, that's from Hal Turner's source. Very big meeting about national security at the White House this afternoon. All the intel big shots were there, and then this happened. Allegedly, CIA Director Gina Haspel arrived for the meeting. When she attempted to enter the secure conference from the room with the other intel big shots, including John Ratcliffe, she allegedly was denied entry and briskly walk out of the White House. And apparently troops from the U.S. Special Operations Command, along with the police from the German Federal Police, that would be GSG-9 probably, raided a corporate data center in Frankfurt, Germany, and took possession of a server from a company allegedly named SCYTL, allegedly, and according to foreign purchase sources, CYTL is the firm tasked with actually tabulating the votes from the November 3 election. CYTL allegedly secured the contracts to do so, allegedly via their offices in California, but the main operational part of their corporation was moved to Spain. And according to those same sources, CYTL used servers in Germany to live tabulate U.S. election data for state governments with whom they have had contracts, and that data all went to the computers in Germany. Those servers have now been seized, allegedly, according to Al's, apparently his sources, have been seized by U.S. Special Operations Forces. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Now we will know exactly what took place. The data will be obtained from the exact computer involved. No more cover-ups, no more manipulated data. Well, I'll tell you what, they sure are trying to bring out all of the big media, including Bret Baier and all the people on Fox in the daytime to protect and to defend and keep saying, there's no evidence, there's no evidence. But on the other hand, let me tell you, this tells you, and I talked to you about it last night, that probably, allegedly, President Trump is going to go all the way and fight him. And that can go one of several different ways. The meeting today that he did at the Rose Garden pointed out all the obvious. He was already done the greatest job you could ever hope to do about getting vaccines. And the Regeneron and the other therapeutics, the antibodies. I'd still like to be able to get a prescription for hydroxychloroquine and the Z-Pak and have a bunch of them stashed back. You know, the minute you think you're getting it, just take it prophylactically to prevent something. But that's quite an interesting report if that is the case. And I can't independently confirm that, but that matches up with some of the information. And wouldn't that be interesting? Old Merkel, is that Hitler's granddaughter or whatever, whoever she is? I don't know. Old Merkel, who's in bed with the Russians for natural gas and oil, of course, and just loves the old Illuminati stuff. Well, you see, she'd been telling Trump he needs to just step down and, you know, do all of his stuff, you know, and just concede. And that's for the greater the goodness of the world and all that. And old Joe is just getting ready to get paid by everybody, allegedly. China Joe, can you imagine you're going to give this guy intelligence? And then if Haspel is in his court, allegedly, that she's going to give the intelligence to the Red Chinese, maybe, or to Biden to give him in his intelligence briefing? I don't think so. The Red Chinese Communist Party had a firm that paid Hunter Biden $1.5 billion to invest, of which he can then make, which his daddy, according to him, gets half, that he can make hundreds of millions of dollars a year in commission for investment. Is that the kind of guy who's going to be tough on China? China Joe is in collusion with the Red Chinese. China Joe's in collusion with the Red Chinese. China Joe and Commissar Kamala. Now, let me tell you some interesting things. We talked about these Google balloons, you see. Talked all about that. Certain degree last night. I remember we said they launched a new one out of a mountainous area up in Nevada last night, didn't they? Well, did you see what happened after they have it? Now, this is not a weather balloon like just the one you see, and they've got a little small package on it at the bottom and, you know, like a little box. This is a platform, 25, 30 feet long, with every kind of antenna, camera, transmitter, electromagnetic, portable weaponry, powered by allegedly an ion engine that can move it back and forth or hold it still or revolve it around a little point and keep it in orbit, so to speak, over a certain area. And they have them up at 60 to 80,000 feet in the air, that kind of stuff. Well, last night after they launched that, well, guess what? You have an earthquake in Nevada of 5.4, then you had a 6.2 in California. But you want to know what's interesting thing about that? That was moving east, but it doesn't no longer appear on the tracking stuff. That means it's up real high to disappear. Because above a certain height of altitude, they don't have to any longer squawk their identification. In other words, broadcast a frequency that tells supposedly who they are, what they are, where they're at. Now, remember we had two of them down there by New Orleans last night. Telling you about that. And what is it that I did? I warned peace officers in that area to be careful of all of the stuff, the refineries, the offshore rigs, the oil storage tanks, all of those kind of things, the chemical plants. And I said from New Orleans all the way over into Texas and all the way down to the Houston Ship Channel. Now, I'm going to tell you what, it's kind of interesting. The one New Orleans loony is still up, but there's another one. It moved a little bit further out to sea. But then today, there were 9 military, U.S. military helicopters flying search patterns in that area around New Orleans and slightly off the coast, all up and down the New Orleans and the Gulf Coast there, right by Louisiana. Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Perhaps old Hawk alerted somebody, and maybe they did see something going on. Because if you got loony balloons launched allegedly by a red Chinese corporation, all right, that then allegedly is launching Google balloons, but really, and allegedly, they are command and control platforms for the red Chinese military intelligence. And then since they lost the Houston consulate crew, which was probably 500 spies easy that were controlled out of there, they're using these balloons to control them. Now, do you remember, and to all the people down in Texas, you remember all of the chemical plants that were blowing up in Houston area last year? Remember all of those? And then remember right after that there would be a tit for tat, and then a chemical plant would blow up in Red China, didn't it? And old Hawk took you down the road, each one, showed you all the things. Well, that just ain't no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's called a war footing. That's what's called a covert warfare, back and forth, tit for tat, between Red China and the United States. Now, along these same lines, it's kind of interesting, is that I told that last night, so I'm going to double up and say, everybody ought to still be looking, because if they had 9 military helicopters flying search patterns there, then that means they're looking for somebody. They're looking for somebody up in a slough, or somebody in a little rubber ducky boat, or somebody walking through different areas or what have you. But it sounds like they had some targets there, and they were trying to grab them or take them out. Now, there was about, I think, somewhere today, according to another source, and believe me, I got a lot of people checking now. I got a lot of different people in the hunt on this stuff. There was about 472 or 475 total planes were up today. 475 military aircraft up over the United States. Well, that fits in with a DEFCON that everybody's got to be ready within about 15 minutes to go to war. And then also what it tells you is a new look. This reminds me of the old racetracks, because I heard there was a B-52 with the fighter escort somewhere up around Sioux City, Iowa. Sioux City. All right. Now, that could be on a racetrack ready to go, and you got a fighter escort maybe, because you got Google balloons from Nevada up at 80,000 feet. And then one of the reasons, I'm just going to make it as a Hawk speculation. How about that? Hawk doesn't say Hawk guarantees this. No. But strategically, if you got all your planes on the deck, you can get them nailed. Now, it used to be you had 15, 20 minutes warning from an ICBM or something like that, right? Or from a bomber. Then it got to be down to where it was about 10 minutes or something like that. Now, with the hypersonic missiles, you ain't got any time. You don't have time to scramble. You ain't got time to do that. You got to be up and ready to go real quick. You got to have a certain number on the flight line or close by, and I mean lickety-split. You got to have it gassed up, tanked up, topped off, ready to go with a full armament on the business. So that's why so much stuff is up in the air. because the Chinese or the Russians or the Iranians or the Iranians from Venezuela or the Chinese or the Russians from Venezuela or from the Arctic Circle or wherever can use a hypersonic missile and launch and get there within about 2, 3, 4, or 5 minutes. Kaboom! Dial it up, blow it to kingdom come. So if you're going to use it, you better have it up or you're going to lose it. It's the same kind of thing when there are storms. The Navy or somebody, if it's got a coastal storm, they'll put up out of Oceania and out of, Virginia and Maryland there, they'll put all their stuff and put it into the interior of the United States, fly it into the interior, and land it at other bases out of the way of the hurricane. But you see, when you got hypersonic missiles, you got a hurricane ready to come down at any second, like kaboom, kaboom, kaboom. Now, regarding this oil and natural gas, we got the truck strike that are anti-Biden, anti-fracking, destroying the gas and oil business in the United States. The truckers, at least somewhere around 50,000 of them, are talking about tire stop, okay? And they're talking about tire stop here in the next, pretty quick. I think it's going to be, on the 20th or on the 26th or somewhere. But already you may be starting to see shortages of groceries and canned goods and different things and produce and certain items in certain stores all over the United States. And it depends on the area, but other people are also seeing that they're getting ready to do these big lockdowns. The big lockdowns. And people are already saying, uh-oh, I need to get to the grocery store. I need food. I need canned goods. I need, this, that. I need toilet paper. I need paper towels. I need hand sanitizer. I need alcohol swabs. Whatever it is you need. Ammo's all about sold out, with the exception of a few online. And I try to look local, so I'm not up online and giving them a telltale target of all the stuff that you got. But get it where you can get it. Get some food while you can get it. Now, apparently in Canada, and much thanks to my one of my good California friends, families out there, they sent me the story. God bless you. They're talking about in Quebec, Canada, that the head honchos there with the COVID, if you're non-cooperative, if you're not cooperative with the contact tracers or the jabbers in the armors or the you're not wearing your mask or you've got 11 people in your house because we're counting the baby, okay? Or your grandmother or your aunt Jill, she can't be in there. She made the 12th person, and so therefore, if you're uncooperative, they're going to take you down. They're going to arrest you, cuff you, beat you down. They're going to take you, apparently, in Canada, to a secret, an undisclosed secret camp or prison-type facility. Read it up. They come to do that here, you're going to know what they got to do. So that is quite interesting, isn't it? So if you're going to stop all tires and all of that, well then, here comes old Michigan's Governor Whitmer. She's just a wonderful Luciferian beauty, ain't she? Them dark eyes and evil soul Whitmer. All right, she's moving to shut down the Enbridge Line number 5 oil pipeline in Michigan. Oh, that's just what you need. You got cars and trucks being made in, Michigan, but you're going to shut down the oil and gas line so that you're going to pay a lot more for gasoline in that state and then wherever else it goes. I also told you last night to watch out for the pipeline hubs in various places. And that goes, and the pipelines go all up and down through the United States. So even if you're not in Houston, or you're not in New Orleans, or you're not in, on the Gulf Coast of Texas, or wherever, or interior, you're not in Oklahoma, or you're not in Kansas, where it goes up through too. You know, if you start to see these lines that go going out to the East Coast, or going to Chicago, or wherever it might be, if you're local peace officers, you need to take a look and be careful and see what's going on there. You might also want to tell your high sheriff or your chief, or just do it on your own. You might want to put a small trail cam up at any of them junctures that are real prominent in areas that somebody could get to easily without being seen. We're talking about, in my estimation, you're going to see massive sabotage. Now we've got Antifa and BLM starting to hop up the hoop-a-doppa again, you know, boop-a-doop-a-doop, you know? And they're talking about, you know, if Trump doesn't concede and everything, then on the 15th or the 16th, well, that's coming up pretty quick, ain't it? That they're going to start rioting again. So I'm going to tell you this. There's a reason that the cops used to call a pump 12-gauge Winchester or Remington shotgun a riot gun. Because that's what they used to use them for, was to stop a riot. Or a big fisticuffs at the dadgum choke and puke, or the dance hall, you know, in at Jay's cockpit in Cankton, Louisiana, or somewhere. Some old Cajun dance hall where the brawling started, or in Texas. Where the Cotton Eye Joe came let's duke it out, you know? So, ladies and gentlemen, Old Hawk is telling you that don't be too giddy about all this stuff. President Trump is fighting the best he can. And if he's cut Haspel out, and I don't know that, but allegedly he did, per the report, then she could be somebody that's given information over to the enemy. She could be given information out to Biden, who then gives it, allegedly, because if we have the proof, and the proof allegedly is in the FBI's hands, where allegedly they were doing some kind of a money laundering case against Hunter Biden and about influence peddling of the Biden name and Joe Biden. And you got Bubalowski, the Navy, the top Navy guy whose family is above reproach, and he came out and said the truth, then they make him a material witness. You know why? Because they can tell him to keep his mouth shut and keep him tight, and then they can also guard him, you see. They ain't necessarily going to guard him to prevent his demise. They might guard him so they can allow his demise, you see. The old thing is that whoever the Praetorian Guard is, if they look the other way, oh, you got Dealey Plaza, don't you? Oh, let's take off the roof, the bulletproof, you know, sunroof off the Lincoln. Oh, yes. Such a nice day. Well, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. The Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven sees these evil people, these vipers, okay? He sees them, and by golly, when the time comes, you're going to hear it, you evil suckers. You see the flashing red light? You get up in the morning in the mirror and you think, oh boy, I've got my 30 pieces of silver, and silver is real pricey these days, you see? And oh boy, you got the evil Steeble stuff going, and you think you're just the catch me out. You're going to hear it. You're going to see, oh, did you see it? That blinking red light in the back of your brain. You evil suckers, the Lord Jesus knows who you are. His archangels are going to come. They're going to separate the chaff from the wheat. And they're going to take you, and there's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth and they're going to be ear wails and gnashing of teeth, and they're going to throw you down the fiery furnace, and you're going to burn forever in the plasma fire of hell. Oh, you vipers, you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a lot is going on. Why are there 475 military aircraft up over the United States? Because we're about ready to go to war. But they ain't going to tell you that. They're not going to tell you that on the TV. We're going to come for martial law and come to get you tonight. Or China's getting ready to put hypersonic missiles on boop, boop, and boop. Russia had to nail the, allegedly, the Red Chinese general in Canada because he was ready to go green light on election night. This is not the time, ladies and gentlemen, to be timid. This is the time to immediately prepare for immediate fighting needs and housekeeping needs. And logistics and supply win the battle. That's the big part of it. Then the rest of it is somebody who can stand up with the bull armor of God and stand on the line for the Lord Jesus and say, no more. We ain't going to go this route no more. And when the time comes, it's called a blizzard. You're going to lay down the fire, you see? To protect your home, your family, your Bill of Rights, your right to worship as you see fit, your right to keep and bear arms, your right for freedom of assembly, your right for freedom of speech, for freedom of thought, your right not to be taken up without a warrant, your right. And if you want your children to understand it, you had better tell them about it, and you better start preparing them. Teach them how to box. Teach them karate, hapkido, jujitsu, old-fashioned dirty boxing and wrestling, whatever it is. You can even work in Tai Chi if you want, make it real peaceful-like, but still have the ability to ward off, you see. But I'm going to tell you what, there ain't nothing like good old-fashioned, bone-crushing, World War II camp x-ray type of bone-crunching and chin-jabbing stuff, because it's simple. Everybody can use it. The high kicks and the fancy stuff and the crane move, great if you can do that, but I'm going to tell you, you ain't got time to do that. The time now is to also look at secondary lines of weapons. If you've already got your firearms and your ammunition, you've got them. If you can still acquire a firearm and can still acquire some ammunition for it, then by all means do so. But then onto the secondary line of weaponry. Crossbows with broadhead points. Broadhead zipper, razor zipper points. Regular compound bows. If you even got, anybody's got even any of the old wooden bear bows, recurves, or even the old long bows like they used to have in the 50s. Heck, I mean, man, I haven't used to make them. We used to make them out of a willow tree when I was a kid. We used to make our own arrows, and we used to fletch them with like a little piece of plastic or something. And we could even shoot those. I can remember we also had those little fiberglass bows when I was a kid, and they had the regular target points on the arrows, but we got pretty good with those doggone things. And then I also remember we did a fire arrow one time because we saw it on, some TV show, you know. Somebody did a fire arrow, and... We took the cartoons, the funny papers, and wrapped them real tight around the thing, and we dipped it in something. I don't know what it was. And by George, we shot a fire arrow And uh-oh, it went up and caught a grass field on fire, you know? So we had to hurry up and run inside the house, I'm going to tell you. And it's a good thing. It just got all put out and all that. But that's the last time I did a fire arrow. Until if I ever need to do one, I know how to do it. So we're talking about that. You're talking about a ball bat. You're talking about ball peen hammer or a claw hammer. You can put a tool belt on with a utility knife, a ball peen hammer, a claw hammer. You can put several of them there in screwdrivers. You've got weaponry right there. And I'm going to tell you, the old days they used to take hammers. Why do you think they call it a hammer throw? They didn't necessarily do it that way. But if you take a hammer, if you had a dozen of them, you had a good old ball peen hammers, you can get them at garage sales and stuff like that for almost nothing. And you had that, and somebody said, okay, volley fire. And if you have 100 people launch ball peen hammers into a crowd, well, that might just cause a little disturbance. And I'm talking about an enemy. Somebody coming to get you. Because we're fixing to go to war. Fixing to have civil war. They're fixing to come to try to take your weapons, take your guns. They're fixing to try to do that. They're planning it, plotting it now. Allegedly over there at Rehoboth Beach, you know. Man, oh man, ladies and gentlemen. But the truckers, they're gonna see that you're going into Thanksgiving. It's already the biggest time of year for grocery sales. Right now, they're trying to stop the Thanksgiving. Trying to stop the Thanksgiving, okay? Trying to stop Christmas, you see. Yeah, gentlemen, just you sent that to me. I already read most of that on air, MW. Okay, so anyway. I don't know what you're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, but you got to figure it out quick. Remember how I told you planning would be a key thing? Preparedness, methodically preparing from lists. Now you need to speed that up and ramp it up. And it's good you got things, but you need to think days, weeks, months. Years. If you had a 3.5 year tribulation, and Lord Jesus is telling you that those that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved out of Matthew 24, you know, then I would try to get as much as I could. And some people out there are sitting on good amounts of 401 or whatever it is, IRA stock fund, but they got very little food. You better get some. And a long-term storage food is harder to get. If you can get it on the hoof somewhere, then go buy it. If you're ordering it, you need to order it, and you need to have a guaranteed arrival date, not a ship date. Guaranteed arrival date, because if the trucks don't run, will you ever get it? Now, when we're talking about secondary-type weapons, you got axes, hatchets, and good old tomahawks. And I'm going to tell you what, a good old tomahawk, you can count coup on somebody or you can lay him to waste. You remember old Mel Gibson in The Patriot? When he had his left hand, he had his fighting knife turned for the slash, and he had his tomahawk, and he used his firearm there, and he shot the two firearms, and then he went right after them lobster backs. The British lobster backs with his carving knife and his tomahawk, and he did pretty dadgum good, all right? Now, I don't want you to get that close, but in case you do, you got garbage can lids and ball peen hammers. You got hatchets. You got tomahawks. I know a guy down somewhere. Let's see now. Oh, you know what? Old Mickey Lapua bought him a tomahawk one time, and he was at this place where he was in a place of business, and somebody was goofing off down the line about 30 yards or 20 yards or, you know, whatever it was, 30, 40, 50 feet. And he took a tomahawk and threw it right between them and landed that in the wall with a big whoop, you know. And somebody turned around and looked, and they took off and scurried away. So, yes, there are all kind of military books you can get in a surplus store about how to defend yourself, army fighting books and stuff, how to dig a hole, you know, a fighting position. You can look online for all of that. The Marine Corps has that stuff. Although the Marine Corps usually goes in and charges, you know. But for a defensive position, digging a hole with cover and concealment, okay, spider holes for one person or two people, you need to start thinking about that. What would you do if they came down the street and they were coming down the street? And you could hear them. Is somebody up at night on watch? Have you started to get that maybe somebody needs to stay up a little later and then another person needs to get up a little bit earlier? And if you can work that out within your family, then that's very good. You want to get your 8 hours, your 9 hours, your 7 hours, whatever, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you, a good 4 or 5, if you're protected by somebody that you trust, will stand you in real good stead. Otherwise, 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, an hour there, you know, just get it when you can get it. So I'm going to tell you what, something's going on down by New Orleans. An old hawk warned about that. And we had the one go up in Nevada, and boom, you got quakes. Electromagnetic weapons can pop quakes. They can also communicate to stay behinds and to all the Chinese restaurants, you know, or the Russian Spetsnaz. And there's a lot of people I used to know, still know a guy that worked in a liquor store, right? He used to see him come in all the time. Russians. Spetsnaz. And old Captain K. Haven't heard from you out your way. Old Captain K. Why don't you report in and see what you're talking about? And anything going on out your direction. If you live in and around any kind of base or anything, report to me what's going on. What you're seeing. Convoys that you're seeing, aircraft up, whatever it is. We take in the information, we roam it around, and we can sometimes help you to understand what's getting ready to happen. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, ladies and gentlemen, believe me. The best is Federal Reserve notes, silver dollar, silver quarter, ounce of silver, a little bit of gold, you know, whatever it is, little platinum, whatever that is. You can also send a check, send a money order, but on the money orders, you got to sign them and you got to put the name of who they're going to. Otherwise, they don't work. But believe me, anything is most needed and wanted because I got to stay in the game. Anything can be sent to Hawk, HAWK 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all that send some or this or that or the other, a little or a lot. I came on here 2004. I'm still up here by the grace of our Lord, our Father in heaven, and Lord Jesus, and the grace of all of you who keep me on the air. So in that, I thank you, and it's my pleasure to be here as long as I possibly can. Because, you see, I've already gone all the way. They've done come to try to kill me a lot of times. I'm still here by the grace of Lord Jesus, and also by those that were put in to overwatch me for a number of times and years. And I think some still do, perhaps. We ain't going to talk about that. And oh, how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would it have been like if every security operative, every Commissar Kamala or China Joe operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest or to contact Trace, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. I'm paraphrasing Solzhenitsyn, by the way, in a satirical manner. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. That was about 250,000 people in those days. I think Leningrad was probably close to 1 million, okay? Maybe not quite, but close to it. It would be at least probably 100,000 people in one night, okay? Or in one period of time. When they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the door, downstairs door, and every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we don't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. No, here's the other thing right here, and I'm going to read this to you again. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And Pike then says, Albert Pike, the head of the Masonry worldwide, and we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Have we not seen that this summer? It's going to get worse. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves. Yeah, because you're going to get rid of all the cops, defund the police. Biden and Camilla, they want to defend all the police. Get rid of them. Not one police union supported Joe Biden. obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. We'll exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And the multitude, disillusioned then with Christianity, Pike says, not Old Hawk, but Pike says, whose deistic spirits, and from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. That's Albert Pike, World War III. Don't tell me it's this or that or the other. That's what he had to say, let me tell you. You know, did you ever hear of Harry S. Truman? Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of its opposition. Oh, I wonder what that would be. Like all Trump supporters should be put in a camp and burned? No Trump supporter should ever have a job? The voice of its opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. And you can put on the full armor of God, and you can stand up, and you can put on your body armor. You can put your sharpened K-bar, and your magazines are all loaded and ready to go. You got your load-bearing gear with your canteens or your bladder pack. You got your fight load in the little small rucksack with extra mags, the poncho, a little bit of warmth this time of year. And you got your boots, got to have a little bit of insulation in them. You don't need the 1,000 gram right now, but if you got something with 200, that wouldn't be bad. You want to do something good? Get extra socks for people. Get extra socks and buy a dozen pairs of good, like merino wool socks, something that is a winter type sock, or a sock that can do for either or. You got extra boots. This time of the year, we're not talking about fashionable ladies' boots. We're talking about for women. One of the best things to get is like one of those pack boots with the fur ruffled at the top. Kind of looks sharp, but it will go to a football game or stand out in the woods, and it will keep a woman's foot warm. The tight, hot leather boots are not going to do that. They'll also keep a guy's foot warm. Now I'm going to tell you, you start to hear stuff all over, and, you know, a lot of health departments are talking to the local people in small towns all across the United States, and they're telling them about the number of cases of COVID and deaths and all that kind of stuff. But you see, what they're not telling them is that maybe it's because the 5G got turned and amped up with the frequencies or broadcasting frequencies of the COVID-19. Or that you got red Chinese agents going around and rubbing it on every subway tunnel. Or rubbing it on this or that or the other at the 7-Eleven store, at the gas station. Or dropping it out of the planes, you see. There also can be a scenario where you've got a new strain of the COVID, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm hearing about shortages in grocery stores already. I've heard some up in Maine and in New York, Western New York, all kind of places, the Carolinas, different spots. shortages are starting to appear in at least three of the local grocery stores, somebody tells me. They're going to use this to destroy America, or attempt to. President Trump seems to be going all the way. So you have to decide what you're going to do. You're going to go to the concentration camp? You're going to stand up? What are you going to do? You're going to turn in all of your relatives, just like Luke 21 says, you're going to tattletale on all your relatives and friends so that you can keep your golf game, maybe, and get a little extra government cheese and maybe get you a secret little orphan Annie Dakota ring and 30 pieces of silver. I'm going to tell you what, there are people that are hungry for the word of the Lord. And I've talked to you about this, and I'll just say this. Let's say a prayer. Lord Jesus, will you go to Dave? Will you go to Dave right now? Will you go to Dave right now in France? He is one of the pair of the top missionaries. He and his wife, Dave and Debbie, who have been bringing the Bibles and the songbooks and the language of all the mountain tribes in old French Indochina. Now, Dave and Debbie are originally from Pennsylvania area, I believe. But they've lived in France for years doing this missionary work, going to Indochina. So I'm going to tell you what. Lord Jesus, will you go to Dave right now? Will you lay your hands on him right now, Lord Jesus? And will you provide him a medical miracle now? And as you hear it, Dave, claim it. Get the medical miracle from the Lord Jesus and restore him to optimum health. And at the same time, will you give a medical miracle to his lovely wife, who is just as vital in the whole group, Debbie, and give her medical miracles and restore her to full health so that they can still continue to operate, which they are. And if you'd like to help them to get Bibles printed in the language of a mountain tribes of various countries, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, okay? The Montagnards. They know about oppression of socialism and communism. They fought with our special forces against it. They fought for themselves and still do. So I'm going to tell you what, if you like to help them to get Bibles, and they're just going nuts over them over there. They get their own Bible and a songbook in their own language. And there's a lot of dialects in the Montagnards. Each one has a different dialect. Any amount is welcome. You send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's M-Y-E-R-S. Town, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Send it to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And write Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, or write Indochina Bibles, or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project for Indochina. However it is you want to say it. Send $10, $1,000, $100, $50, $20, whatever it is. Because those people are on fire for the gospel over there. And I'm going to tell you what. It will be a blessing to them. And this is some of the last people that are getting the gospel, the message for real in a new time. And they're on fire from it, and there's miracles happens over there, and they've trained up preachers and stuff. Now, our lovely two missionaries can't go to that area because of the COVID restrictions. But I'm going to tell you what, there's legitimate good people in those tribes that are so turned on for the Lord Jesus, you can't believe it. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord bless you 10,000-fold for that. Now, to all of you out there, it's my pleasure to be here and to talk with you. But you need to be preparing in earnest. The first preparation is to get on your knees, repent of your sins if you haven't already done so, and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. If you read John 14, he tells you there are marvelous gifts he's given to you. His name is Jesus, and anything you ask in his name, he will do it. Go to John 14 and read that. And read that to your children tonight, or tomorrow, or Sunday, or whenever. I like to sneak up on somebody on a Thursday night or Friday night rather than Sunday morning, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to get any of Steve Quayle's books or his Last Final Warning DVDs, I suggest you get them right now and to show them to as many people as you possibly can so that you know what's going on. If you're in a church, take them and give them to the church. Pass them around. If you can't go to church and, you know, not more than 10 people can be in the pews, then you can pass the tapes around, you see. The DVDs are buy an extra set and work them left way and pass them left and right to your friends. You go to stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, or call them at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you to get the DVDs or to get some silver and gold from Brother Quayle. Don't go into there, Luciferian. I've got to fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord. Stand for your house, family, and for your Bill of Rights. Because they're going to come and try to take from you. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology, pinpoint, and strike the blow that you need, people. I take that three or stand. Keep the Chinese busy. Pending Richardson, don't forget to pick it up to a picky. Have the tomahawk ready to fish. Loaded back. Crouch the gun. Learn the signs of us. Now, let your daddy show you how to get that bag out of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus, provide you soup and water prepared tonight. But it's come soon. Good night.